Thursday, and it's time to talk with our retirement expert. That's Nan Lesnick, and she joins us right now on Power Talk Radio. Nan, thanks for joining us today.
And thank you, Mark.
So we're going to talk about how your birth year will shape your investment experience. Why so?
Yeah, well, this is kind of a fun thing. Fun, and yet there's a lot of meat to it as well. In the crux of this article, what it talks about is that the major savings vehicles that people use for retirement, that would be the IRA and the 401k. Basically, the IRA came out in 1974, the 401k in 1981-82. The reason I waffle on that is because the regulations came out in 82, and that's when companies really started to grasp the idea of offering a 401k, because of course at that point in time they were reeling from the obligations they had from defined benefit pension plans.
Right.
So this was a shall we say a seismic shift in how people save for retirement. But as a result of the fact that these things happened when they did, baby boomers and Gen Xers actually started their retirement savings, that is deferred savings for retirement, at about the same time. But of course, they were different ages,
right,
and had different outlook on the future. So it really is kind of an interesting dynamic, and I see it all the time in my practice. It's most likely that people who are what we call early boomers, and that is people who became who started investing in between 72 and 81,
right,
they started their retirement investing, that those people have other savings because they were accustomed to saving money in other ways.
Okay.
The early Gen Xers and the millennials, on the other hand, don't seem to have that persona. They are saving only through their deferred plans, their 401k, their 457, their 403b, whatever that might be. And the reason this caught my attention is that's a potential problem down the road, because they're not considering what this might mean in a tax burden when they're retired. Okay. Defer, 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 defer means you will pay when you start to draw your money out. And this is an issue that the financial advising community is always trying to emphasize to people, and that is you need to look not just at this year's tax return, but what are the moves that you're making now? How are they going to affect your life in retirement?
All right. Some great advice. Nan Lesnick joining us today on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. We're going to continue talking about this topic on our Saturday morning program. Nan joins us between 10 and 11 a.m. every Saturday morning right here. Now, you can reach Nan at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com, and Nan's email address is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thanks very much, and we'll chat again Saturday.
Thank you, Mark.